This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Carlos, the more and more we see your Mets offense explode at different times, I think one of the nice things about Lindor, Soto, and Alonso is when you can get the 8 and 9 hitters, Acuna and Beatty and Senger, to set the table first. It seems like a bad strategy for other teams to let those guys get on. How dangerous does that make this lineup when that happens?
Yeah, look, we've been talking about how deep our lineup is, and even with some of our guys down, whether it's Jeff McNeil or Alvi, who potentially could be hitting in the bottom of our lineup, but when you got guys that are getting on base and creating traffic and turning the lineup over for the Lindors and the Sotos and the Pete Alonso of the world, it just makes it so tough for opposing pitchers and opposing teams. That's the last thing you want. You want to attack these guys and don't give in, free bases. But you got to give credit to our guys as well. Senger's been really, really good offensively, not only defensively, but they have bats, whether it's working a walk, getting a bunt down, getting a guy over, starting a rally by getting a single. And when that happens, man, like I said, with what's behind him, it's not an easy thing to go through.
We love a great bunt on our radio broadcast, and Hayden Senger provided us with a great bunt yesterday. What does that say about him and his mentality to, even in the minor leagues when it feels like a useless exercise, just practice something that could be very important?
Yeah, that's part of his game. In spring training, it was a point of emphasis for him and for some of the other guys here that, at the big league level, especially, again, with what's behind him, bunting a guy over, it might be the right call, especially early on, where, moving a guy an extra 90 feet where the game's probably going to be 1-0, 2-1, like playing fundamental, doing the little things might win us a baseball game. Yesterday, it helped us, continue with the rally there. So that's part of his game. He worked on it, and I'm glad he got it done yesterday.
The Pete Alonso that we've seen, he's just unlocked that elite level that we might have seen a few years ago. There were times last year and the year before that where it was in there, but it wasn't consistent. Now that you're seeing him so early in the year, every at-bat seems consistent. What are the differences in him now that maybe weren't there consistently last year?
I think there's a lot of things going on right now that are going good for him. He's having results. Not only he's having really good plan, but executing it, getting pitches to hit, laying off pitches, not chasing. His confidence right now is through the roof, not that he needs it, but it was a good feeling yesterday after they walked Soto and he comes through right there. I think it's only going to make him better. It's only going to continue to help our lineup, and man, he's locked in right now.
And then Francisco Lindor gets his first home run yesterday. And again, it's, for a guy with his career, just looking at his numbers in April and May, the slow starts that he gets off to, are we maybe seeing a normal MVP caliber, at least start to the year for Lindor this time around?
Yeah, that's good to see it, this early. We've seen it in the past when he takes him a little bit of time to get going. But The last couple of days, the way he's using the whole field, going the other way, hitting line drive the other way, and then yesterday being able to pull the ball with authority and getting his first homer of the year, that's a good sign. You know, when he's using the whole field, he's not chasing, he's ready for his pitches. Elite player, and I'm glad he's having good results this early on.
I heard it's 80 degrees in Sacramento, so stay warm today in New York.
Yeah, let's find a way to get this one here, and then we'll get on the plane and go to Sacramento.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.